to hear them. And I had one run across the, oh, it was a par 12 out there at the city course there in Emporia. And of course, I was making about my ninth shot on that par 5, so it was fun seeing him. But just what's going on down there with this U.S. Open clay shooting?
Well, it sounds like we have something in common. You shoot golf the way I shoot sporting clays. I'd like to have 9 shots at each one. Maybe I'd hit one of them. But, hey, coming up down at Claythorne Lodge, which if anybody's in the outdoor industry or specifically the shooting industry, you know Sam and Frida. They own Claythorne down there in Cherokee County here, southeast Kansas. Just a great couple. They've hosted some U.S. Opens and some FITASC International Championships over the years. And, you know, as we're coming out of the end of this COVID, what this year is it's a combination because they had to cancel 2020. So they're putting the 2020 and 2021 championships together in one event. And it does start, you know, practice actually starts Sunday, June 6th. If you're thinking about shooting, you can head down there on the 6th, check out all the tournaments that are going to be part of this U.S. Open. And actually do the practice course. I think it's 50 cents of clay or something like that to go out there and do your practice. But it runs, active shooting will run from Monday, June 7th, all the way through championships on Sunday, June 13th. There will be shooting all day for that full week. And it's just going to be exciting. There's the FITASC, which is of course, you know, the international, and then there's the five stand. FITASC then breaks up into two gauges, 20 and 28. You've got the five-stand championships that come on. Then there's the Freedom Cup, and that helps raise money for the Team USA shooting sports team that goes internationally and represents the United States. And then we've got Super Sport, small gauge. And then, of course, it all comes down to the main event, the U.S. Open Sporting Clays, and that runs from Friday, June 11th to Sunday, June 13th, if you want to be a spectator at that. It is just a great atmosphere, even if you're not a shooter, but you're looking to get out, enjoy the outdoors, and watch some professionals in the sport. It's a great place to go. And Sam and Frida and Claythorne Lodge is top notch. It's recognized, world class. It's really an opportunity. You know, it's one of those hidden gems, Phil. You and I talk about it all the time. We're nationally and internationally known for so much of our outdoors in the state of Kansas, and unfortunately, a lot of our residents just don't know what hidden gems they have right around the corner. And Claythorne Lodge, and the fact that it's recognized and be able to hold an event of this stature, it just shows, you know, how much respect the industry has for the state. So we're happy to have them. All Southeast Kansas is supporting this. The city of Pittsburgh, obviously, and Chanute, ourselves, Columbus. You know, our hotels and our restaurants are supporting this as much as we possibly can, not only just because it's a great sport, but we really want to get everybody back out there. Let's start doing things live and in person again, right?
Yes, sir. I tell you, we used to have sporting clays there 20-some years ago in Emporia, Dry Creek Sporting Clays, and the late Dave Holland ran that. And Dave would tell me about going down to Claythorne, and I think he won a pretty good title down there one time. Of course, with the Outdoor Communicators of Kansas, we visited that great place, and they are really hospitable, and that's what I like. They just do so many things for people. I was wondering, have they had any of the high school tournaments down there yet?
They've had a couple. They're just now getting back into, well, high school's just, you know, prom just happened a week or two ago, graduation's a week ago, so that's, you know, high school's kind of you know, waning down here. The kids are getting out and getting, you know, hopefully they're getting their summer jobs and you know, helping grandpa on the farm like they're supposed to. But they haven't had as many as we hoped, but we're hoping that all picks up next year and we can get all back on track and get a full season in of the high school sporting clays.
Well, yeah, speaking of fishing, are you still fishing any of the tournaments like you used to, the bass tournaments?
Yeah, I am. You know, it's really weird. 2 years ago, there was a flood just about everywhere. And then, you know, last year, obviously, we had COVID. So it's almost like they put a pause button on it for 2 years. So we've been hitting it hot and heavy. Of course, you know, Grand Lake's just a little drive down to the south of me. But 6 miles as the crow flies to the west of me is Big Hill Lake. And so I've been out on Big Hill Lake. I finished usual, right where I usually finish. I finished first. Out of the money. I wish I could just stop and say first, but I'm usually first out of the money. So yeah, I had I ended up with about 15 pounds for my tournament last month out on Big Hill. I'll tell you what, though, it took 19 pounds. And this is this is not a paper turner. Goodness. This is a real scale turner. Yeah, this is, you know, Big Hill Lake had its downtime. We had a largemouth bass fibers takeover in there about 7 or 8 years ago. Kind of hit some of our brood stock. Took us a while to rebound. But winning weight last month was 19 pounds. We had five guys weigh in bags over 15 pounds. And we had somebody, and get this, you're going to tell me, no, you need to see it. But we had a 7-plus-pound bass weighed in on Big Hill Lake last month. And this is on a legit scale. This is not paperweight. You know, sometimes with the regulations, we've got to run a paper tournament. We are using the Bass Pass, which the Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism was just brilliant in putting something like that in place to allow these tournaments to take place and really showcase our fisheries like Big Hill Lake, like Bone Creek over in Arma, that had special regulations to trophy size these, and it's proving that what they were doing is working. When you can pull a 7-pound fish out of a 1,200-acre lake impoundment, you're doing pretty good, Phil. It was impressive to see.
Well, what's the ticket of fishing Big Hill? I know when we had our outdoors conference there, wanted to go down there, and of course you arranged for guides for our candidates to go out. I just didn't make the trip. But what's the ticket of fishing Big Hill, say, versus Grand Lake or up this way a little bit more, Malvern? Is there any fish in those waters?
It's funny you mentioned Malvern, because Malvern and Big Hill set up very similar. Malvern's a little bigger, but they set up very similar with the main lake run points left and right. you fish it a lot the same. You target the points. You're going to watch a couple of things. You're going to watch your sun, and you're going to watch your wind. The depth is going to be dictated by water temperature and time of the year. But really, on any given day, your position on those points is going to be dictated by the wind and by how high the sun is. So the sun's coming up. You're going to be up a little closer, and you'll probably be fishing with the wind to your back. But as the day goes on and that sun comes up a little higher, you're going to turn around, fish with that wind to your face, and then move out on that point. That's probably the best I can say. Other than that, there's some obvious patterns of, you target channel swings. And this time of year, it's really weird, Phil. This has been a strange year. We say this every year, but this has been a strange year. We had that really, really cold snap right before we went into the spawn. Well, that cold snap corresponded with what would have been the first full moon. So while fish were expecting to feel the warmth and the full moon and move up for the spawn, we have found that cold snap probably prohibited a lot of those fish from moving up. So they haven't been as traditional in the spawn as they might have been. 9-pounder was caught just last week over in Lake of the Ozarks. It's a huge female, full of eggs, but her tail has no scraps, nothing. Her bottom is not torn up at all, which means she's still sitting out in deep water full of eggs. We're really hoping that they get a late spawn. And that spawn time's not wasted. So that's kind of a little bit of a fear we have this year, is that cold snap right at the wrong time came in and pushed those fish back out, and they weren't able to come up on a traditional spawn. So we're hoping that we have a non-traditional spawn and we still get to use that brood stock this year. That cold snap, boy, 7 days. I mean, you have a lake as far south as Grand Lake that had ice on it that late in the season.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, it takes a lot for those lakes to respond from that, and their temperatures aren't where they really we had hoped they would be at the right times. They're getting there now, but it's going to be tough when if those fish don't come up to spawn here in the next 2-3 weeks, we might lose some of that brood stock. They just won't spawn this year, so we're keeping tabs on it. We're every fish we catch, if it's female, we check it, make sure. We're really hoping that the eggs are gone and that she's kind of tore up underneath, showing that she's fanning that nest and was able to at least produce an active nest. We're just not seeing it as much as we used to. Just not seeing it. So it's going to be something to tell, but we'll keep an eye on it and see what happens here in the next 2-3 years.
Well, Jim, speaking of high water, the lake that I live on now is just west of Council Grove Reservoir. And to the west of the reservoir a little bit further, that's the headwaters in the Elsho River. And I love coming down through your fair community when I go down to Grove, Oklahoma, to the outdoor shows with Montgomery Promotions. And I just wondered just how close to Parsons does the Neosho River run, and are you involved with any of the flooding that's been up here? Has it flooded your areas down there?
We haven't. You know, we've seen as much rain in the past month or so as we've seen during those flood seasons. It was just stretched out a lot longer, you know. So we were able to absorb it. The Labette Creek runs right through downtown Parsons, right a mile west of Main and 16th Street. So we saw, I say, flooding, but it wasn't beyond the containment bank. So it was wide and it was open. What's normally about 20 yards wide was probably about 80 yards wide, but we're made to handle that type of water. And that Labette Creek now pushes out in just about 5 miles to the east, connects into the Neosho River. It was up and it was rolling pretty hard. Yeah, it was rolling pretty hard, I'll tell you that. But it never really hit what we would say flood down here. Now, it pushed that Grand Lake up about 2.5 feet in a very short amount of time. You know, fishing Grand has been the same. As I mentioned, it's a weird stage. I think right now you could actually go out there even this late in the season. And I know it's only, you know, early June, but this is really late for the spawn season. This late in the season, I think you could still go out there and find nests that are being, one, either have fry on them and are being guarded, or actually a nest that's no fry but still has a buck up on the nest trying to attract the female. So, I mean, there's still a possibility of that late spawn. You're seeing all three stages. So, really, this is a great time of year. You can go out and fish your style of fishing, and then it's just about locating that stage of fish, if it's pre-spawn, spawn, or post-spawn. But you can fish your style of fishing. It's just more about finding the fish in the stage that fits what you want to fish. The challenge, though, is anything south of here is going to have a lot of debris. You know, when we get the head of rains up here, a lot of that ends up down in the lake. So be careful if you're going out there boating. There's going to be a lot of floaters and some things you can't see, or they might be in places you're not used to seeing them. So always be careful when you're out there on the water.
Well, Jim, very well said. Appreciate you being on the show, and good luck with all your ventures down there. And Lord willing, I'll be down there to see you before long.
That sounds great. I appreciate you having me on the show. Everybody have a blessed weekend.
All right.
Thanks,
Jim. Nice job on the call in there, Phil. All right, let's take our first break. You're tuned in to What's in Outdoors. Phil Totten is back with more after this.
The ride of your life is just a pre-order away. The crew at Express Tire knows you're ready to ride. And while they are experiencing factory shortages on off-road vehicles, they encourage you to stop by and put in a pre-order on a new Polaris so you can get the exact machine you want as soon as it's available. Express Tire is your local Polaris dealer in Emporia. Find them at 806 East 12th Avenue. Open Monday through Friday until 5:30 and Saturdays until noon.
Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply has got it.
Make your lawn the envy of all who pass by. Bluestem has Scott's Lawn Care products that'll help you keep your lawn looking green and healthy all summer long. Like Scott's Lawn Pro Weed and Feed. It's weed control plus lawn fertilizer. And it comes in bags that cover 5,000 and 15,000 square feet. Pick up the right amount for your yard. When it comes to Scott's Lawn Care products, if you need it and if your lawn needs it, Bluestem's got it. Get it at Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply, West Highway 50 in Emporia.
KBOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM, sunny and 69 degrees. What's in Outdoors is what you tune to here every Friday morning, hosted by Phil Totten. Don't forget to log on to KBOE.com and hop on the What's in Outdoors page for all kinds of great information, stories, and photos. Phil coming to us from Studio North, Council Grove Lake out there this morning. Nice morning for you, Phil.
Oh, goodness, it is nice. And what makes it double nice is I got that sling. I got that arm out of that sling June 1, Ron.
Ooh, all right.
Feeling all kind of movement. And when we started the show, Ron, I had a mourning dove sitting on the bird feeder, not 3 feet from my window. And it's always nice to see. I keep kidding Brett Frazee that I have a canned hunt all set up for him. I mean, squirrels come to this feeder and everything else. Remember me talking about Purple Martins, Ron?
Yeah.
It's something about this radio show on Fridays. I have a visitor coming to the Martin House, and Can't really tell. I would say it's just a juvenile. Of course, the martens don't, the males don't start turning that dark color till about the second year. But I'm anxious to see if he can find a mate or she can find someone. But it's just so nice to see it up here working the marten house. Ron, it was just the other day we had our drawing on our first 14 weekly drawings we'll have on our summer-long family fun fishing contest. And I'm pleased to announce the winners. I'm going to try to get some of these young people to be on the show.
Yeah.
The listeners won't need to listen to me all the time. But for bass, Trace Adams of Council Grove. Catfish is Kale Corrick from Rossville, Kansas. Crappie, Diego Advendano from Bouchon. And then Sunfish and my buddy Carson Pulse. And if you go to our Facebook page, and it'll be up on our Watson Outdoors webpage, is Carson sending me this entry, and this fish in about 2.5 inches long. It's like, Phil, do I really need to enter this fish? But I'll tell you, it's a little fish can win you big prizes when our major prize is a lifetime fishing license, yeah. And then also a guided adventure with Joe Bragg, and then Council Grove Marina has really sponsored us with a half-day use of a pontoon. And I'm really excited about our fifth category, Ron. People, you know, we talk about rough fish, but carp and drum and all that are great fighters. They're a lot of fun to catch. And so that winner's from White City, Gavin Carson. And that category, too, will also include lightning bugs, snakes. I remember my kids come running to me, Papa, guess what I caught? Oh, my goodness gracious. So anything you catch, we're interested in. And of course, if the kids want to be on the radio show, we'll sure get them hooked up. So, Ron, let's take that last break, and we'll close this segment of What's in Outdoors up.
All right, you're tuned in to What's in Outdoors. KVOE Live and Local. Good morning, it's 8:49.
Boosting Farm and Ranch Supply has got it.
When you mow your lawn, it always looks good. But when you trim it as well, boy, it looks great. Bluestem has the power of steel, lawn, and hedge trimmers for every size job to keep your yard looking clean and tidy. They're the ones used by professionals and homeowners who demand high-quality equipment. And steel is more affordable than you think. After you mow, give your lawn the perfect shave with a steel trimmer from Bluestem. For authorized sales and service of steel trimmers, see Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply, West Highway 50 in Emporia.
The ride of your life is just a pre-order away. The crew at Express Tire knows you're ready to ride. And while they are experiencing factory shortages on off-road vehicles, they encourage you to stop by and put in a pre-order on a new Polaris so you can get the exact machine you want as soon as it's available. Express Tire is your local Polaris dealer in Emporia. Find them at 806 East 12th Avenue. Open Monday through Friday until 5:30 and Saturdays until noon.
KVOE Live and Local, you're tuned in to What's in Outdoors. KVOE with Phil Totten, Phil from Studio North. Council Grove Lake brought to you by Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply and our good friends at Express Tire and Auto. Well, Phil, it is a busy, jam-packed weekend. Is this a free fishing weekend, too?
Yes, it is. Wildlife and Parks, it's generally the first Saturday and Sunday in June. It's free fishing weekends to where you can go out and fish anywhere you have permission to fish without a license. So that's cool. Of course, with the Flint Hills Rodeo, Unbound Gravel, and the Free Fishing Weekend, we hope people will get outside. Be cautious, you know, with COVID still. Some of the activities, we still need to wear a mask, even though we've been vaccinated and everything. If you can't get that vaccination. Ron, I'll tell you, the Ebenezer United Methodist Church sure had a good event there last weekend. And Rick Bass, Nick Bass, and also Devon Smith, they won that with some impressive fish. I see a 33, a 47, and a 51-pound flathead they put on the board. And what was cool, they released the two biggest fish, and they'd swim again and bring smiles on a young person's face if they was to hook into one. Of course, this weekend is going to start the 11th annual Yeager Jenkins Memorial Catfish Tournament over there at Hartford. I do need to get over there and see one of those weekends, those weigh-ins. Yeah. I really love seeing the big fish and feeling the excitement of the crowd when they bring in. And tell you what's in outdoors, we're going to be over at Ravenwood Lodge Saturday. It's their annual Youth in the Outdoors. And Ron, I got a little Bird brought another one to the house. There's another one. Goodness, ooh, people, you got Martin houses. Don't give up.
That's excitement
right there.
It's just
so cool to see those birds. You can tell it in my voice.
Yeah.
It's just so fun to see them birds come in. Maybe they knew something about the weather. They decided to stay back in a friendlier climate before they come up to this Kansas. You never do know what kind of weather we're going to have here. But you send the outdoor days over at Ravenwood Lodge. It's just a great place. We'll have fur harvesters over there. We'll have a sporting place for the kids to shoot. And, of course, I'll be doing all I can to teach young and old alike how to fish. But one of the events that was a victim of the flooding last week was the kids' fishing derby over at Pomona Lake. And they joined up with a program called Casting for Cops that I was really excited about. Ron, on June 10th, we're going to be going to Cabela's in Wichita, where we're going to get a donation of 310 fishing combos.
Wow.
So, listeners, if you know anybody out there that might be a little bit down on their luck that needs a fishing pole, you be sure to shoot me an email at outdoors@kvoe.com, and we'll get some equipment in their hands. Also, groups. You know, we're working with the Scouts. We're working with FFA, so if you know of anybody that needs some fishing poles, please be sure to get in touch with me. We'll be doing the fishing derby at the new Aquatic Research and Outdoor Center there, Ron, on June 18th, and really excited about working with the college there on that program, and I think their biology camp might be already full.
So it is full, yep.
Oh, goodness. And then on the 19th, the Scouts, the local people there are going to try to put the outing back in scouting, and there'll be an event there at Peter Pan Park. I'm going to try to get the organizer of that event on the Watson Outdoor Show. But Ron, that ought about do it. I need to hustle out there and say hi to these Martins.
I know that, yeah. You mentioned really the Jaeger Jenkins Fishing Tournament. Just to remind folks, they'll be weighing in 2 days this weekend in Hartford. They'll be weighing in tomorrow from 9 until 10, and again Sunday 9 until 10. And that will be right in downtown Hartford there at 211 Commercial Street. So, and they've got a lot of folks involved there this year, Phil. That tournament's really grown. So,
I'll tell you, I'm so proud of them and seeing the sponsors that's joining that. All for a good effort. Yeah. I know they give scholarships out, and it's just a great community event. And I'll tell you, our summer-long fishing contest is getting more and more sponsors. We are going to be giving our five major winners a free subscription to the Wildlife and Parks magazine. And then I just spoke with Cliff Bommas, and he's given me five $75 certificates to give away to show people just how good those Bommas jigs are.
Ooh,
I'm really impressed with them, the way they're set up. Ron, you be safe this weekend, and what have you been doing to get ready for that bicycle ride to Opie?
I've been walking my dog a lot, Phil. So that's what I've got going on.
How long the legs of that dog got, Ron?
I know. I'll try to talk him into it, Phil. Thank you. Have a good one.
Okay, sir. Well, you take care. God bless, Ron.
All right.
Lord willing, we'll see y'all about the next Friday.
All right, Phil Totten, What's In Outdoors here. Every Friday morning, KVOE Live and local What's In Outdoors brought to you by Express Tire and Auto on East 12th near the Water Tower. John and Jenny and the exceptional crew at Express Tire and Auto take great care of you. And Bruce and the gang out there at Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply, West Highway 50. Big chick day tomorrow out there at Blue Stem Farm and Ranch. KVOE 70 degrees. Good morning. It's 8:55.
The May jobs report from the Department of Labor fell a bit short of expectations, says ABC's chief business correspondent Rebecca Jarvis.
Economists were forecasting an increase of 671,000 jobs. What we got was the 559,000 jobs. There are currently in this country 8 million job openings. The struggle is filling those jobs.
The unemployment rate did fall to 5.8%. The number of jobs added almost double the amount from April. President Biden will discuss the jobs report this morning. He'll also talk to Senator Shelley Moore Capito, Republican of West Virginia, as the White House pursues a bipartisan infrastructure deal.